It's better over here.
After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you. And also accepts insurance. Visit MindfulTherapyGroup.com.
This show is sponsored by Midi Health. There are great things that come with age. Wisdom, experience, and knowledge. Just to name a few. But if you're a woman over 40... it can also bring some less desirable things like hot flashes, insomnia, brain fog, moodiness, and weight gain, all symptoms of menopause and perimenopause. Yes, hormonal transition is a fact of life, but that doesn't mean you have to accept its symptoms as just another part of aging. Midi clinicians are menopause experts, equipped to support you with safe, effective, FDA-approved medications, as well as supplements, lifestyle coaching, and preventative health guidance. You'll come out of the experience feeling heard and with a plan to start feeling better. Midi offers accessible care. All their services are covered by insurance, and they're conveniently accessible through telehealth visits and 24/7 messaging. You deserve to feel great. Book your virtual visit today at joinmidi.com. That's join, M-I-D-I. com.
Dom Giordano on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
Donna, welcome back to the show. Thanks for joining us.
Happy Friday, Dom.
Well, I don't know where we went. We had State Representative Martina White on about the Lifeline Pass scholarships and all that. So, Donna, how did Republicans get backed into billions of dollars more and Democrats still threatening to take you to court? That's going to impact Saturday, and you told us the last time, in a big way. It's ridiculous. And yet, we don't get a sniff at these school choice breakthrough.
Great question, Dom. That language that I was on about last time, right, going after the school districts that govern responsibly, you know, fortunately that was all taken out. Happy to see that removed. But being a House Republican in the minority, I sit in the chamber, and what's put before me, right, is already negotiated between the House Democrats, the governor, and the Senate. So I'm up against what has already been agreed to, and that's why it's so important for Republicans to take back the House majority to be able to set strong fiscal policy.
Well, let me ask the state Senate. We have a massive Republican control there. What happens if they just for once, and I think that Shapiro is national spotlight, may have some difficulty with this on either side, I thought. So, Donna, you know, I don't want you to speak colleagues, but I mean, doesn't the Senate have power to push back here?
I believe they do, Dom. Certainly, with the Commonwealth, you know, court decision coming down that education has to be, you know, funded fairly. I would think that there could have been some heavy negotiations backed by superintendents, you know, to get allocations that they've been waiting on to agree on school choice measures. I would have thought that was a strong negotiating tactic.
I thought so, too. Donna, the other question here, I just saw this in the Inquirer this morning, and I've always been a supporter of this. As I understand it, it's state law now, or will be, requires one school security officer per district to be trained and licensed to carry a gun. It leaves it up to the districts whether that officer actually carries the firearm in school. I'm not opposed to that because what this is going to result in is pressure on these school boards to tell us why they don't think someone trained and authorized wouldn't be able to carry a firearm to protect their students.
Yes, that's excellent. Look, Souderton was one of the first schools to put police officers, armed police officers, in their school as soon as we were able to. I've been an advocate for all the school districts to follow the same procedures. So putting the money in for school safety and school resource police officers is certainly something I supported. It's the sign of the times, right? If you're a school board member, you need to be doing everything to make sure the safety of the students and staff is your number one priority.
Yeah, without a doubt. So that's something good that came out of this. Now, you have been tremendous on this, and I wanted to walk people through it. The first line of defense against what you want to do on squatters, it seems to be that Democrats use their usual tactic in the House. I've never seen people with a one-vote majority be better at just getting their way, have tabled your amendment, because the first argument we always get from progressives is, well, you're making more of this than it is. And I, Donna, and I think you do this too. I'm not even going to argue that the numbers and all the rest. No. We don't want anyone to have to deal with this squatter situation. So if we can just come together, it was unanimous in the Senate, and effectively say, if you're squatting in someone's house, we're going to get you out of there through a process that's going to be pretty quick. And that's the way it's going to go.
Absolutely. You know, the senator's bill came over, sure. Was there as much meat in it that I would have liked? No. Right? Changes the definition of a squatter to a trespasser? Okay. Great place to start. So there it comes over. They agree to run it. I put my amendments in. And what's so important to this discussion, Dom, is to keep in mind, I listed my amendments and continued to water them down one at a time, trying to get to the cusp of the issue to at least get the main part of the bill amended into the senators. So right now the law says they have to get all their paperwork filed. They have to get an attorney. They have to go to court. They have to prove the squatter is not a tenant, a legal tenant, has never been a tenant. Then they have to wait their place in line. And we all know what that means. Living with a relative, living in a hotel, where are you supposed to go when all of this is taking place? My amendment got rid of all of it. No more red tape. You sign an affidavit swearing that you're the homeowner, knowing that you'll face criminal charges yourself if you're lying.
Right.
And that affidavit gives police the ability to immediately go in, remove the squatter from the residence, and give you your life back. Right? Case closed. How in the world can we not come together on something like that?
Well, we know what you're facing there. The other side, I'd say to Representative Harris or the Speaker, if it were their house, Donna, we'd have the Marines in there by lunchtime. You'd have them out, and they'd be polishing the furniture up. That's what would happen.
Having my amendments tabled was such a huge disappointment and such a missed opportunity, right, to address a problem that continues to grow, continues to escalate, continues to cause havoc in homeowners' lives, and continues to cause unnecessary damage to people's property. And we put criminals' rights before that of law-abiding, tax-paying citizens of this commonwealth. Now you've got me fired up, Dom.
Well, you always are. Look, I hope that we get some traction around this, that the media covers it. I know we will, and I salute you. This is not some small thing. And it's not just the squatting. It's the mentality here, if you ever were a tenant. And I can't even imagine, Donna, you're probably the same. I can't imagine for 5 minutes if somebody, my wife is the most peace-loving ever. If somebody's in Rose home for 5 minutes, though, there's going to be talk of, who do you know and what do you know? And we're getting them out of there. That's what's going on. I'm surprised people don't take the law into their own hands even more, given what the heck's going on here.
Well, and let's face it, squatting can affect anybody in the Commonwealth. But where does it continue to keep happening? In the low-income, middle-class areas where the people don't have the means to hire the attorneys, to handle the court fees, to be able to address this as quickly as maybe somebody in the suburbs can. But that itself makes it even more of a crime. of, you know, my colleagues on the other side of the aisle refusing to bring this to the floor. You know, I'm there to speak for the people. I've got 64,000 constituents, just like everybody else across the district. So when you table an amendment, table it indefinitely for no further discussion. Think of all the voices that are being silenced. Mm-hmm. And all they want is common sense reform. I'm a homeowner. I pay my taxes. Get the squatter out of my property. Where do I need to sign? Hand on the Bible. Please, Mr. Police Officer, come to my rescue and give me my life back. That's just a crime, and it's a disgrace that as legislators, we weren't able to be there for the people of the Commonwealth.
Well, that's
protecting
why.
Homeowners' rights.
That's why up and down the ticket from the president, McCormick, on down to the State House, Donna, we have to, and we have to light the fire under some, I'll say it, not you, these Republicans in the Senate to do better. So, Donna, thank you. And again, keep us in the loop. Update us on any of this stuff whenever you'd like. We'd love to talk with you again.
You got it, Dom. Have a good weekend.
You too.
Dom Giordano, weekdays noon till 3 from Talk Radio 1210 WPHD.
It's better over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!